Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in the area. How are you doing today?
Good.
Hey, that's good to hear, sir. Good to hear. Happy New Year, by the way. Can't believe we made it to another one here now. Yeah, most definitely. And I'm speaking with Steven, is that right?
Right.
Hey, pleasure to meet you, sir. So, Steven, Tara sent over information to catch me up to speed on the call a little bit, and just reading a few things here, I see that it's pretty brand new in business, right? About almost a year, is that right?
Well, a year and a half.
Year and a half? Oh, okay, even still. Beautiful. Congratulations with the establishment, first off, you know?
Thanks.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Now, still kind of new in the company there, we want to make sure you get that brand exposure you're looking for. The calls will come directly to you. They're not going to go through a third party or any middleman or anything like that, so you never have to worry about anything like that. Now, we do want to make sure that the calls that do come through are quality calls. They're not going to be, wasting your time at all. So just to confirm here, is it to target both residential and commercial work within your surrounding areas, or just one or the other?
We do both. Let me interrupt you for a second. So
sure.
Kind of a cold call. This is a cold call, so I'm trying to make sure I'm following everything that's going on. So
yeah,
y'all service, from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, is when people search, say, for instance, AC or refrigeration on Google.
Mm-hmm. It's more than just that. No, not as an ad. It's going to look organic. So what I mean by organic is same scenario that you just painted the picture here on that one. If I typed in AC or refrigeration near me or nearby, whether it's on the phone, tablet, computer, any electronic, we make sure that your company is one of the top recommended options on the first page of Google, along with other local directories, right? Because most people use Google. I mean, it's built in your phone, you buy it, right? But there are some customers that may want to look up on Yelp or Bing or even Yahoo. So those are included in your package as well, so that way you're not missing opportunities. So this works well for customers that are referrals, repeat customers, or even more importantly, the ones that you want to build more repeat customers and referral systems from there by customers that don't know who you are, but they're looking for your services.
Good.
Yeah. Now, just letting you know, we're month to month. There's no contracts, all right? So we don't charge for call, click, or anything like that. Yeah.
Okay. So what do you mean by per call? Like, right? In y'all's software or whatever y'all do it, you know who's calling us?
Yeah. So we can track when they're calling to you through Google itself. Some customers, I mean, even my wife, she does it this way, where she will look up, a company and things like that and just dial it herself. But then if that's the case, I mean, you're a business owner. I mean, I'm sure you're going to ask them, hey, how'd you hear about me? Oh, I found you on Google, right? So that's one way. But if they're calling directly from that Google, because they're going to call that number right there. They can click on that number and call it from their phone. Technology these days are a lot different than back in the day for us. Yeah. At that time, you could track it. Okay, then yes. And there you go.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, we want you to be able to see everything for yourself, so we'll develop a fully customizable tracking system. We call it the dashboard. It's not like as if you did it through Google yourself on that one, because it can be complicated at times and hard to maneuver through. With our tracking system, it's a perk that we do for you, and everything I talked to you about is included, by the way. So that way you could see the traffic. You can see the keywords being used on Google. You can change them out. I mean, our team will be available for you, though, Monday through Friday from 9 to 6, just to make sure we keep that up to date for you in case you need to change anything or anything like that. So you'll be able to see the calls coming through, phone numbers, everything. Yeah, we want to make sure you have the keys to the car here. Okay? Yeah. And like I said, it's not like you're paying for the call, paying for a click or anything like that. It's unlimited, no matter what. The price will never change, okay? Steven, I did a little research as we're talking to. I do see you have some web presence already. You got your foot in the door. I see you've been verified, or actually not verified through Google on this one, but when I type in your business name, in the area. What happens is Google's not going to just put anybody or put nothing up there. They're going to put something, right? So I typed in your business name, BreezeTech ACM Refrigeration, right? But what popped up on my computer here is AlphaTech Air Conditioning and Heating. Have you heard of these guys before?
No.
Right? So imagine if I'm your actual customer or a referral even. They're like, John, call Steven. This guy's amazing. First place I'm going to look is Google, right? And if I typed in that business name to try to get a phone number, now I'm thinking, oh, this is not my guy, right? You know, so that could be a missed opportunity. We don't want that to happen. So that's the very first thing that we do. We get you verified through Google. We do everything by book because we are a premier partner with them. The highest tier partnership that Google trusts to handle SEO for them. They don't reach out directly, unless you're a multi-billion dollar company, really, right? So that's the difference on that. Yes, sir. Steven, let's do this. Let's go over pricing. See if it fits in the right ballpark for your budgeting. You know, and if it does, then we can discuss further what else is included in the package. Just to be on the same page here. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
All right, man. Sounds good. So Tara, like I said, she put in a nice promotional rate for you. So I'm just approving it. I can't take credit for this. Normally our pricing is $599 a month with a $299 setup fee, right? But she got you all the way down to just $249 month to month. That's it. There's no cancellation fees, setup fees, or anything like that in that nature either. So let me stop there, though. Yeah, I mean, I don't accept tips, man. You know, no, I'm just kidding. But but at $249 month to month, is that something that fits comfortably for you?
I don't know. It's a good question. You know, I don't know. Like, I understand what you're saying to me, as in how things pop up from Google and such. I'm just wondering whether it's cost effective. It seems as though it should be. But I'm curious.
I mean, yeah.
I'm just curious as in, so again, I'm learning all this technology stuff as I go.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's put it this way.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, you first. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
I am aware of, through Google itself, you can pay to be in certain places when people search. I'm just curious what y'all's selling point is. Mainly, is it the search engine part, or is it the technology to track who's calling you?
So the tracking part is a perk additional for you. The main thing that we want to do is pretty much focus heavily on your Google presence. 90% of the revenue is capitalized on the first page of Google, and I love the point that you brought up here.
Nobody goes to the second page. I don't even
know. They really don't. It's either they're too lazy to do it, or they don't even know it exists. It's one or the other. So that's what we specialize in, is making sure we use the right keywords. So let's say you do HVAC, right? If it's repair, installation. Customers are typing these things on Google, right? And they're researching it, but they don't want to do too much research. But if you have your foot in the door by just getting on Google, then you're going to fall in line with all the other businesses that are going to thousands of other pages where customers may not even find you at all, right? We make sure to build your ranking up by making sure that traffic meaning the keywords that they're typing, is finding you at that exact moment that they need you. And then ultimately calling you for new business, right? You're not chasing customers down. They're chasing you. Now, everything is connected like a puzzle piece. That's the best way I can explain this, right? Think about a puzzle piece of the big picture. Now, what I mean by everything connected is, this is included in your package. I don't know if you already, are you doing any type of social media for the business, like a Facebook page or anything like that?
Yeah, we have all that.
You do? Okay. You're going to love this part. All right. So imagine the same scenario. I'm your customer, right? I'm in your area. I have to be in your area, and I'm typing in air conditioning units near me, or I don't know. I'm just using that as an example here. I find your company, and I don't call you, whatever reason. If I go on my Facebook after that, though, we use target marketing ads to pop up on that customer's feed to help remind them. Say, hey, listen, you were looking for these services nearby. Steven is the man to call right now. Click here. They click on that ad. It calls you directly as well. You see how that connection goes through back and forth a little bit?
That happened to me before.
Right? Yeah, it's a little scary. I'm not going to lie.
Facebook, you're like, why are they showing me ads for this all of a sudden? I know what you mean.
Yeah. Now, it's not too extreme, like, where some businesses, they do, like, Apple, like, you know, sometimes they'd be doing, like, some voice stuff and everything. That's not what we do. We're very respectful. we want to make sure we're targeting the people that are actually looking for your services. Sometimes they just need that extra little shove, they say, because they may be planning for something, you know, and they're just looking it up to plan ahead. They go on Facebook, totally forget your business name, but then they see your ad, and like, oh, that's the guy. Boom. Phone call right there.
Okay. Another question. So typically, I'm sure that you very likely know that all the different companies that use your service mm-hmm. that are in the same business as me, correct? I'm sure one of the only HVAC or refrigeration company that y'all deal with. That being said.
Actually. Well, sorry to cut you off on that one.
Stephen, we don't have.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're going with it. Yep. So we actually right now do not work with anyone in your area within at least a 50-mile radius here to be working with right now. The reason why we're able to even give you a call, this is a strict Google policy that we have to abide by. Let's say you join with our family here today, hypothetically speaking right now, right? We close out that area completely. Anyone that does any of the services that you provide, we cannot work with. We have to turn them away, period. That's just how we do well. Yeah. And that's good for you, right? Because you know that every single month, no contracts, right? We're going to do everything we can to make sure you get a good return on your investment, you know?
That's
how it works.
That's really the only reason I'm considering this, because of the month-to-month thing. Say, for instance, I use y'all for 3 months, and I'm like, I got nothing. And I just wasted, you know, $750 bucks or whatever.
But I hope that doesn't happen by communication, though. Right. That's the only thing we ask for.
Right.
You know what I mean? So.
Right. Help me help your thing. Got it.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay, fine. Well, we can give it a shot.
All right, sir. Well, I'm going to say it like this. Thank you for the 1% trust. Let us earn the 99% by communicating with you, making sure our team introduces themselves for you so that they can show you how to maneuver through your tracking system. You can keep control of everything yourself, too. You're not just take our word for things, okay? But all I ask for, I'm going to tell you.
I am going to ask, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
once we're done with this part of the transaction. Mm-hmm. My partner's wife is the one that's been doing the most of the social media type computer stuff because me and my partner, we're just too busy. We got to focus on the business, not the software side and such.
Okay.
Is it possible that you can call her and talk to her about what you all do? Okay, like say, hey, Stephen already said this is good. He bought this, whatever.
Okay.
This is what we do, and this is how we can help you. Because like you said, with the whole like tracking and all that stuff, that's the stuff she's going to be doing. And me having to go reiterate and explain all this stuff to her.
Right. Okay.
So, I don't know if you can or whoever, somebody from your company can call her and talk her through this stuff because, you know, she's the one that's going to be dealing with it.
Okay. So a couple things on that. The way this process works is, I can to answer first off, yes, I can definitely call her, right? Go over everything, make it happen.
Thank you.
Right. But here's the thing. If you're the one that's on the cart, whoever is paying for the service needs to be the account holder, and I need to make sure that you're protected. We do a voice verification part. It's really quick, but I just want to make sure that it's protecting you for your pricing, that it stays like that for the life of you being with us. It'll never go up. I even give you the phone number to cancel, knock on wood, if you did decide to do that, there's no cancellation fees. I tell you how to do that under the recording, so that way you're protected. That's just my only thing on that. So as long as you're okay with that part, I can explain everything to her. Of course, I can put whoever you'd like as an authorized user on the account or a point of contact for it. But if you're the one that's paying for it, I need to make sure I'm speaking with you to do that, though. That's all right with you.
Understood.
Okay. All right, cool. So if you're willing to move forward here, I could just skip to that part there and then go over the further details with her to, you know, go reiterate a lot of things of how we're going to help. And I can even set up another day, if possible, where if you guys want to put us on speakerphone, so they can go in further detail of how often you want your Facebook ads to promote, what area specifics you want to hit, things like that, if that works for you.
That makes sense. That'd probably be the best.
Okay. Cool. So I guess my next question is, Stephen, are you the one that's paying for this, though, or is she is?
Yes. I would have not let you go on this long pitch if it wasn't.
Okay. I was praying for that. I was like, oh, man.
I wasn't going to waste your time, man.
All right. I appreciate that. You'd be surprised. All right. So, Stephen, I have a few friends named Stephen, and they all spell it differently, man. Is it S-T-E-V-E-N? Okay. All right. And then how do you spell your last name?
Spelled T as in Tom, R-E-V as in Victor, I-N-O.
All right. Trevino. Okay. And then I want to make sure that you see your invoice through text and email with everything we discussed that's going to be included in the package. That way you have it on paper, okay? What's the best email I could send the invoice to?
It's BreezeTech, BreezeTech@yahoo.com.
Nice. Like the business name. I love it. Okay. And for the person that you want to – or actually for us to contact you, is this the best phone number, the ending with the 9598?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this next part here, I'm just going to do things really quick so that way I can just at least, you know, I know you're a busy guy, but I'm going to put the information correct from you. Yeah. And then from there, I'll call whoever you need me to call to go over the further details of everything else. But I just want to make sure payment and stuff like I mentioned. Okay. So this next part's for Google. Mm-hmm. I have to have it right, or if not, it will prolong things. Okay. So I have the business name as BreezeTech AC. And then the word and, A-N-D, refrigeration. Did I have that right here?
No, actually, our company name is actually BreezeTech AC, the and signed.
The and sign, huh?
BreezeTech AC and refrigeration. Yeah, that's our legal name.
Okay, perfect. I'll put it like that then. Glad I caught that there. Glad you caught that. Now, Google does not require for you to have your business address or any address that's on shown to the public, but they do need to have a physical address to get you verified. What address would you like to put in there for that?
849 Ross Road. I don't know if you can see it on your end if you Google this already, but it's 849 Ross Road.
Yeah.
It's Cove.
Yeah.
You got it?
I got you. Yeah. Okay. 76522, right?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. Okay, so I'm going to skip right to this next part here, the voice verification. I'm telling you, I don't want to accept a no for an answer. I'm sorry. I just want to make sure you're protected on this, man. All right, so I will ask a few questions in the beginning just to verify who you are and just try to answer as clearly as possible. If for any reason that you have a question or concern, stop me in my tracks. As you can tell, I'll be happy to answer for you, okay? But I will put the pricing in there, and I'm going to give you a phone number right now. Just so that way you have an additional way to call us. It's a voice activated, and this is how you can cancel or add things like that. So let me know when you're ready, and I can go ahead and put that, give you the phone number here.
1 second. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
All right, it's 877.
Okay.
635.
Okay.
6225.
I have 877-635-6225.
You got it. That's us. All right. Perfect. Just want to make sure, because I will clear that number up again here. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and hit record here and get it started. So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
BreezeTech. AC and refrigeration.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Stephen Trevino, co-owner.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Okay. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As I mentioned, communication is key. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for just a second. Stephen, there are some crazy people out there, man. I think you're pretty smart when it comes to this, so I'm not too worried about you on this. But if for any reason someone calls and their name is John, I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash, if they don't know your security mm-hmm. question, you can hang up that phone and just call this our number, okay? Because mm-hmm. I don't want you falling for any traps. We'll set up that security question and answer with you after this recording, but we will okay. only ask the security question. We will never give out your answer, okay? Just want to make sure that's clear. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, and last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on January 12th in the non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be recurring payment. So when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 12th of every month in the same amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. As promised, man, I just want to make sure you're protected on all that, okay?
I got you.
Yeah. All right. And, Stephen, on the part that –
stuff can be – can be a lack of a better term, a lot of fuckery. So
yeah, I'm glad you're saying it, man, because I can't.
I know. If I record it, I can say it.
Oh, man. So, Stephen, one of the last parts here. On the card that we're using today, is it just a first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
So my middle name's on there, Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L.
All right, perfect. And then I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, am I right, for the card? Is it 849?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then what kind of are we using, Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
I think it's a MasterCard.
I always get confused with that, man. Is it like three dots or something, or three circles or something like that? Yeah. Okay, so the Master. All right, so I'm just going to let you know, for security purposes, I can't repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
1 second. Make sure it's MasterCard.
Sure thing.
It is. All right. It is.
Okay.
All right. Numbers are 5474.
Okay.
1513.
Okay.
0739-7478.
All right. And the expiration date?
0528.
Okay. And then last but not least, the security code.
353.
All right, perfect. Now, before I process any payment, man, now you know on the line, we got you at a really nice promotional rate. I just want to refresh it like 2 more times just to make sure that it stays that way for the long term here, okay? So give me 2 seconds. All right, we're good. All right, so, Stephen, I'm going to process the payment for only $249. Please stay on the phone with me. I'd like to keep to my promises, okay? I want to make sure you see your invoice. All right. And then it's going to send you a text and an email. Whichever comes first, let me know. And I can direct you on that, okay?
Sure.
All right. Just went through on my side here.
Not yet.
Refresh on my side, maybe that might help on that. There you go. Yep.
Got it. Email. All
right.
No text.
Okay, yeah.
Text.
The text is probably quicker. It's both for the same thing, so I just want to make sure you're aware. In the text and in the email, there's a spot where it'll show, click here to accept your subscription term, something like that. Do you see anything like that?
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I see it.
Perfect. Click that for me. In there is everything we discuss is going to be included in the package, plus short descriptions of other packages that you can upgrade in the future to. If for any reason you decide to upgrade, please let me know. Okay, I don't want you paying the normal rates. We got you at a really nice promotional rate, and I can apply that to the other packages, okay? But at the bottom, there, everybody misses it. It's so small. It's 2 checkbox you have to click before not a signature, just type it in your name, just like how it shows on the card, though. Let me know if you have any questions. I'm here with you. Okay. All
right. Yeah, it already said no. I was like, what? I need to put my middle name into this one. Okay. Now send me to the website.
Perfect. Okay, so after this part, I guess we're all done for your part here. I do have to ask while we're on recording here that you get permission for me to talk to somebody else to finish the rest of the account here.
Correct.
Okay, and who would that be?
Her name is Haley.
H-A-I-L-E-Y?
Correct.
Oh, wow. I'm never right when telling okay. And then what's her last name?
Oh, to be honest, McGuffey, M-C-G-U-F-F-E-Y.
Okay, McGuffey. Got it. All right. That's unique. I love it, though. All right. So I'll go ahead and add her in here. And then I'll have set up a security question and answer, like I said, because that way we get things going. Did you want me to set that up with her on that security question, or did you want me to set that up with you?
Good question.
Right? Yeah.
And
right.
I guess I can do it with me. I can do it.
Yep. Okay. So it's pretty generic questions, but again, just don't forget your own answer. That's the important piece. So we have three choices. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
All right. And again, this will never change, okay? And we will never give this answer out. So what would that answer be?
Fresno, spelled F-R-E-S-N-O.
All right, perfect. And let me go ahead and add that in here. Okay, this is not going to change, so here we go, putting it through. All right.
Sure, no problem.
All right. So for her, obviously she's not going to know the answer on that one, but I'll give her a call.
She'll know the answer.
Oh, really? Okay, perfect. Even better.
Yeah, they know what you're working. They know where I was born.
Okay, all right. Cool. So I will ask her that question then. If you could do me a huge favor and let her know that Local Splash will be giving her a call.
She's already aware.
Okay, beautiful. Even better. All right, perfect, man. So I have everything that I need from you here. I'll go ahead and give her a call right now and finish this up and then schedule with her to see if we can have a good time maybe on Monday then to go introduce our team to you and go over further details from there. Is that okay with you?
Okay. Sure.
All right, man. Hey, Stephen, pleasure doing business with you, sir. Welcome to the family and congratulations. I know we're going to do really well for you.
Do you want me to give you her phone number?
Yes, please.
Okay. One second. Her number is 512-450. Excuse me. Okay. Yeah, that is right. I mess this up sometimes when I speak numbers out. 512-540-2703.
Oh, man, I had it all back. That kind of got me dyslexic kicked in right there. 512-540.
It's so bad for me.
All right. What was the last? So I got 512-540. What's the last numbers there?
2703.
Okay. Got me going there.
Probably me, man. I'm really bad with numbers like that. I write them down all the time wrong.
Yeah, hey, man. I'm the same way. No, you're good. You're good. All right. So I'll give Haley a call right now and finish this up and we'll see you all good to go, okay?
Thank you.
All right. You're most welcome, Steven. You take care and we'll talk to you on Monday. Okay.
Thanks. Bye.